Governor Walker campaigned in 2010 on a promise to create 250,000 private sector jobs in 4 years. The state and country were working to pull free from the Great Recession. After the election, Walker reiterated his vow in his first State of the State address in 2011.
We are defining success for this administration by our ability to shape an environment where 250,000 jobs are created. Every action of our administration should be looked at through the lens of job creation. That's why moments after taking the oath of office as your governor, I called a special session of the legislature to focus on jobs. Already, we are sending a clear message that Wisconsin is open for business.
During the special session, lawmakers approved the governor's plans for lowering business costs.
And yesterday, I signed an expansion of our relocation and economic development tax credits. These measures will help our state attract and retain businesses and jobs.
In addition to lowering certain taxes, the legislature cut regulations and raised the bar for filing lawsuits against companies. In his first State of the State address, the governor also proposed solutions to Wisconsin's $3 billion budget deficit. He said he wanted to right-size government by requiring state employees to pay more for their benefits and slashing money for entitlement programs.
Last week, our secretary at the Department of Health Services testified before Congress on some of the challenges we were facing in Medicaid. In that program alone, we face a more than $150 million shortfall over the next 6 months. And over the next biennium, the shortfall exceeds $1.8 billion. These are challenges that cannot be ignored.
Republican Representative Dale Coinga acknowledges the governor will probably fall short of his goal to create 250,000 jobs. The latest federal figures indicate that Wisconsin has gained fewer than 105,000. Yet Coinga says the sum of the changes Walker has made have left the state in much better shape than in 2011.
And we didn't think the state would turn around this much. I mean, by every single metric, the gap deficit down over $1 billion, over 3,000% increase in the rainy day fund, there are tremendous signs across the board that we did not expect. So we've been able to move to the next level, which is lowering taxes.
While the governor may outline plans to cut taxes, Democrat Chris Larson does not expect Walker to reference his 2011 job numbers or plans to shrink Medicaid spending.
You won't talk about health care directly. Considering that even his own proposal has had to go through two wash-ups in just a month's time because they ended up calculating things wrong and they needed to fix it. And we turned down enough money that would have created 10,500 net new jobs and covered many more people for less money in our state for health care.
The governor rejected federal money to expand Medicaid coverage to adults living at or below 130% of poverty. He says that range could become too costly in years ahead. Instead, Wisconsin will cover adults with incomes up to the poverty line. Larson does not expect the governor to talk about his education record in tonight's speech. Walker's budgets have cut millions from public schools, weakened teacher unions, and expanded voucher schools. But his first State of the State address did not mention education. This year's will likely be an upbeat message about economic achievements, according to UW-Green Bay political scientist Michael Kraft.
I think what he's likely to say is the state has recovered economically. Maybe he will acknowledge not quite as much as he had hoped, but I'm sure he will put a positive spin on this to say he's very pleased with the level of economic recovery and he intends to do much more to push it ahead during 2014.
While the governor's first State of the State address set his course for Wisconsin, Kraft says this fourth edition will have November's gubernatorial election in mind. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.